on the government's refusal to publish redacted versions of the decisions of the Torture Complaints Board. Could the delegation provide us with information in response to these allegations? Could I also ask whether there is any redress mechanism for asylum seekers' claims? Under current law, children of asylum seekers born in Hong Kong, China, have no right of residence, nor do they have the right to work when they grow up. In some cases, they are denied tertiary education. In light of the above, may I ask what measures are being taken or considered to safeguard the right of these children, in particular when it comes to their access to tertiary education? If such assistance is currently being provided, please could you provide us with data disaggregated by country of origin, gender, length of stay in Hong Kong, age of the applicant, and the type of assistance they're receiving? Between 2014 and 2020, of the 17,618 non-refoulement applications, the Immigration Department only considered 179 of them to be substantiated, which only equates to 1%. Hong Kong continues to detain non-refoulement asylum seekers, and by November 2018, the number of persons detained in such manner stood at 381 individuals approximately. Could you provide us with updated numbers, given that the most recent number we have date back to 2020 and 2018 respectively? Hong Kong, China did not provide a specific response to the question asking the list of issues regarding immigration detention and procedural safeguards for claimants against arbitrary detention of foreigners as provided for in the immigration ordinance, including any measures on judicial oversight and protection of persons in vulnerable situations. On this particular point, Hong Kong indicates in its response to the list of issues in paragraph 81 that the immigration ordinance empowers the immigration department to detain a person pending removal and during the assessment of the application for non-refoulement. The committee has previously expressed its concern that the immigration department already has overly broad powers to detain applicants on protection issues and protection consideration cases, and amendments made to the immigration ordinance have expended these powers yet further by providing for more circumstances that can be invoked as justification for the lawfulness of an extended period of detention. And here I'm referring to sections 32(4)(a) and 37(z)(k) of said immigration ordinance. As a result of these changes to the immigration ordinance, as I believe will be self-evident, detentions increased. By May 2021, the Tai Tam Gap Correctional Facility had been converted into a detention centre with one-third of places in the correctional facility set aside for immigrants. Said situation clearly runs counter to the principle established in international human rights law, according to which immigration detention should be applied solely as an exceptional measure of last resort. It should be applied for the shortest possible period of time, and it should be applied only if justified by a legitimate purpose. According to information we have received, limited procedural safeguards, and the safeguards are very limited in my view, such as a bail application process or an independent review mechanism, are available to review cases of immigration detainees. Limited judicial oversight is available through habeas corpus only, and there was no successful application in the immigration context under these safeguards because detainees have limited access to legal counsel and representation. Given this scenario, could the delegation indicate whether Hong Kong is considering alternative options to detention for asylum seekers and protection seekers? Those who are seeking protection of their rights under this heading. And could the delegation share with us any steps it has taken or intends to take to bring the amended immigration ordinance and its overall immigration policy in line with international humanitarian and human rights standards, and in particular the provisions of the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights? Could the delegation indicate what measures Hong Kong China has taken to provide procedural safeguards to those who have filed a petition against a motion of against arbitrary detention? Can the delegation confirm the allegations that since January 11th, 2019, the Immigration Department stopped keeping statistics on individual periods of detention? Should these allegations not be true and said statistics be available, the committee would be grateful to receive them. As I said earlier, we have a concern about these periods of detention because they seem to us to be overly long, and there seems to be a tend to make overly broad use of them. Furthermore, are there any plans to ratify the 1951 Convention relating to the status of refugees and its 1967 Protocol? Finally, although Hong Kong has ratified the 1954 Convention relating to the status of stateless persons, it has not ratified the 1961 Convention on the Reduction of Statelessness. In this regard, may I ask the delegation whether they do indeed plan to ratify the 1961 Convention? I'd like to thank you in advance for your answers to my questions. Thank you.